Seems that you had a bit of a nightmare. You've been having a lot of those recently. I'm beginning to worry about you. Do you want to talk about this one? All right. I'm here. You can tell me whatever you're comfortable with. I see. You shouldn't worry, darling. I'm here. Everything's all right now. No. There's no need to be upset. I stayed up all night with my studies anyways. You're not causing any trouble for me. So you needn't worry about that. Now, now. Would I lie to you about that? Of course not. Really, I was awake anyways when you started stirring. I would really fit the stereotypical witch if I didn't come and check on you, darling. I aim to be kind and take care of you, after all. And don't lie. We both know you enjoy being pampered. That's what I thought. Oh, my. You actually feel quite warm. How are you feeling? Aside from dream, of course. Any symptoms? Are you thirsty, perhaps? I see. Here. Let me. Slowly. Not too much at once, you could make yourself sick. There. Perhaps we ought to get you out of bed. Maybe a little bit of walking around would do you some good. Here. Why don't you just take my arm? I will accompany you outside the hut. We could sit down on the porch. Little bit of breeze and, well, the view of the swamps. Not the best view. Better for my herbalism and studies. Here. And down we go. Feeling better already? That's good to hear. See? I told you. You too secretly enjoy me fawning over you, don't you? Just a little bit of attention, and you're already perking up. Perhaps it's all you need. Someone to look after you. Nothing wrong with that. In a way, looking after you helps me too. I can get so enveloped in my studies. I forget about things that I need, like basic human contact. Embracing you, having small conversations with you, greeting you in the morning, and falling asleep next to you at night. I've come to realize that I might, in fact, need you. I suppose that sounds a bit strange. Well, why don't you lay your head down in my lap? You're looking a bit pale. I wouldn't want you to overexert yourself. No need. I insist, really. No one else is on this swamp planet with us, after all. Just you and me. So if you're embarrassed, there is no need. There. That's a good little pet. Only joking. Perhaps. What? Too scared to look up at me? Afraid of what you might see, perhaps? How long have you been here with me? How long have I been your caretaker, and you still get so flustered? I would be lying if I said I didn't enjoy your bashfulness just a little. Shh. There is no need to detest it. I know your body language and expressions well enough by now to know that you are, in fact, flustered. So there's no use in denying it. It is like your second nature now. The only time you seem normal is when I am not here. A bit strange, don't you think? Perhaps you have a little secret you're keeping from me. Do tell. I'm all ears. No judgment. Tell me you don't trust me. That would indeed hurt my feelings, darling. So there is a secret. You simply must give me the details. I'm dying to know. tell me, I'll have to coax it out of you. Perhaps it requires a bit more effort on my end. I also value honesty, darling. But perhaps I could do more to make you speak. You know precisely what I mean. Surely you're not that naive. You and I both know that there is a specific way I can make you be honest with me, even if it is your darkest secret. No, no, no magic required. Do you want me to say it? Or perhaps you're playing dumb because you want me to show you. Really now, I believe it to be the latter. Not that I really mind. You're my good boy, after all. I love making you obey. And all I need to do is touch you right down here. Someone's already excited with anticipation. Need I say more? There it is. Blank look in your eyes when you surrender yourself to me, when you let all your thoughts just fade away as you prepare to melt with the pleasure I will give you. I love that little look in your eye. It's simply my favorite. Oh, no, no, baby. Be patient. No need to throw a fit and thrust your hips into the air. Mommy will take care of you. All in good time. But you must be patient, baby boy. You cannot force me to do anything. You must beg. Doesn't that sound nice? Oh, but of course it does. Begging mommy is your favorite thing to do. You want me to what? Where? We must speak up, darling. I'm afraid I can't hear you. What a perverted man you are. To ask me to do such things to you. How exciting. Well, if that's really what you want, just there. Taking your cock out in the open? My, my. You really are such a pervert. Oh, it's just begging me to stroke it. Look at how it twitches. As my hand moves by, like it's calling to me. I suppose I just have no other choice but to oblige. Oh, begging, begging, begging. Nothing's enough for you, baby boy. Now you want mommy's tits in your face. You want me to suffocate you with them. Oh, but what happened to your cock? I thought you wanted me to take care of that. Which is it? Oh, but you've interrupted me. Fine. I'll put them in your face. Just remember, if you find that you can't breathe, just let me know, and I'll be sure to ignore you. Now, where were we? That's right. This perfect, cute little cock of yours. I was about to have my way with it. I'd almost forgotten since you so rudely interrupted. Now, where was I? Was about to stroke your cock just like this. That's the sound. Cute, muffled moans under the crushing weight of my breasts and your face. You just can't control yourself when I touch you here. Oh, that's right, baby. Let all your sounds out. I want to hear exactly how good I'm making you feel. Oh, that's a good baby boy. just like that. Presumptuous of you to grab my breast so suddenly. I don't recall giving you permission. Oh, my good boy's taking initiative. It's okay, baby. I want you to come all over them. Oh, yeah. You'll be my perfect good boy if you do that. But you come all over mommy's tits. Oh, that's a good boy. Oh, that's a very, very good boy. Now, what was it that you wanted to tell me? I love you too, my precious boy. I love you more than anything else. That was really what you were keeping from me. How absolutely adorable.